As the world of technology and geopolitics intersect, one topic has consistently grabbed headlines: the fate of TikTok in the United States. And they dealt with that in the Congress over the weekend. They were pretty busy dealing with the TikTok ban and also aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Well, there were a lot of sweeteners to this package, right? They knew that they were going to have a hard time getting conservative lawmakers on board. So they added the TikTok thing, which basically the clock has started. They got 360 days to divest of their Chinese connections
with ByteDance,
and then on the other side, you know, this aid that's going to Ukraine, it does open the door to seizing Russian assets, selling them, and using Russian proceeds to fund the arms for Ukraine. It also makes this a loan, which could be forgivable.
Yes,
but it's still a loan, something that Donald Trump wanted. Now you would think that some of with those efforts that were made, some conservative lawmakers may have gotten on board. There were 14 that just voted against everything. No aid to Taiwan, no aid to Israel. Just basically raising a middle finger to our allies, but also to our national security interests.
Absolutely. So let's welcome in Ryan Smeltz. He's Fox News correspondent and contributor to WJR. Let's find out more about what happened over the weekend. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good. So I got to ask you about the House Speaker Mike Johnson, you know, facing, you know, these political risks, pushing for this legislation, and notably a lot of threats from his own party. So, you know, what does his future look like as Speaker?
Well, we still only have three members who have signed on to the motion to vacate. There is a lot of pushback, though. You know, I think one example would be I had a lawmaker say that he is doing a terrible job. But she also feels that this is not going to change no matter who the Republican Party puts in the leadership. So you get a lot of sentiments like that. And then you also hear reports from sources that are saying that there is some shadow campaigning going on to be the next speaker. But I think the big thing to watch for is that Leader Jeffries of the Democratic Party said to me on Saturday that, you know, after the legislation passed, which it did, Democrats are going to have a conversation about the possibility of protecting Mike Johnson from a motion to vacate because they believe he did the right thing here.
And if they protect him, though, and he stays on, I mean, does that still, you know, make Mike Johnson not very favorable in his own party because the Democrats had to help him stay in that spot?
Yeah, I did have a Republican lawmaker who was against the motion to vacate, but is one of those lawmakers who would be against he was against the motion to vacate, but he's also somebody who's very critical of how this process went down, including voting against the rules vote from even letting this bill get to the House floor. And one thing that he said is that, yes, this would be a huge problem within the conference, and this would tick off a lot of people because, you know, he is the Republican speaker. He is not a coalition speaker. He's not a Democrat speaker. So if Democrats were to help him in that position, he does think that it would lead to some, you know, negative pushback. But I also think that it could lead to some more bipartisan work in the House, because I think there'd be a lot of Republicans who are happy to see Democrats do that.
But something changed for Speaker Johnson. I mean, he was a Ukraine aid opponent when he was in the rank and file. Now as leader, he got access to some intelligence briefings that he found alarming, even encouraged his colleagues. We know that John James, from one of our districts here, I talked to his people. He got that briefing. It also changed his mind, but he was the only Republican from Michigan that voted yes. What was in that briefing?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure. You know, if I did, I might be in trouble. I think that John James is the person who's said that. You know, there have been other lawmakers who've kind of inked at the idea that Johnson is getting more access to classified information than he ever has in his entire political career. He's meeting with intelligence officials and learning about what could possibly happen if Russia is able to take Ukraine, what that means to our national security, what it means to the national security of our allies. And there is a thought that that's one of the big reasons why he has changed his stance on this issue. And there's also some other theories, too, like Johnson himself talked about how his son's going to the academy and he doesn't want to think about the thought of U.S. troops being sent over there to deal with this conflict. And there's some other examples that he's thrown out there, too. And I think one thing that the Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul pointed out was that he says that Johnson preyed on this a lot. And when they were talking about where he was going to go with it, he just said, I want to be on the right side of history, and that's why I'm going to put this bill on the floor.
At great political peril to himself.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He seems like a principled man who prayed and thinks this is the right thing to do. And that, I think, from a voter's perspective, you're at least like, okay, he believes in something. It wasn't about politics.
Yes. And I think one thing that he might argue, too, and some other conservatives, he's going to get this. He's going to force the Senate to pass some bills that the Senate may have been hesitant on before. That includes the TikTok ban
right.
bill. That also includes some things called the Repo Act, which I believe you were mentioning before I came on here, which is pretty much a way to use frozen Russian assets to pay for foreign aid. And there's also a loan program for Ukraine in there that apparently former President Trump does endorse. So he has some ways that he is. And some strategies for paying for some of this foreign aid or getting Ukraine to pay us back for some of this foreign aid that he was able to get passed through here with Democrats' support. And these were things that Democrats may have been hesitant about voting for just a month ago.
And, you know, so we should point out something else, too, is that 80% of that money stays here because it goes for arms that are going to be built by American contractors.
Yes. And a lot of those areas are in red districts, like in Ohio, and like I believe in Michigan might be one of those states too. So
sure.
Yes, it's a lot of rural spots in America where you're going to have a lot of people building these pieces of equipment. It's going to be good for that local economy, and I believe we have somebody by the name of Mark Thiessen, who's a conservative who comes on Fox News quite a lot. And he has kind of made that argument. He kind of uses the America First argument for why the U.S. should be sending money over to Ukraine.
So the Senate, are they going to vote tomorrow? And should they? Will this be passed in the Senate?
Well, we're expecting this vote to go down tomorrow. Yes, that's the time that Leader Schumer has set for it. But there could be some, you know, filibustering and some other strategies Republicans who are against this might use. But in the end, this is probably going to pass.
Well, Volodymyr Zelensky was on Meet the Press, and he was saying, we can't wait much longer. We need this to pass the Senate and signed by the president. We need to get some of these munitions and such.
Yeah, and that's why you're seeing the Senate pretty much skipping some of its recess to come back here to pass this as quickly as possible so that they can get this to the president's desk. And I believe Karine Jean-Pierre has said that the minute this is greenlit, they're going to send this aid over immediately.
And I guess it depends. We just got about less than a minute left. I guess it depends on who you talk to. Is this a win for President Biden, or is this a win for the United States and the safety of the U.S.?
Well, I think it does depend on who you talk to. And I think that when Speaker Johnson comes back from recess, and I think he'll probably do some media appearances over the next week or so, he's going to try to make the pitch that this was a victory for conservatives and this was a victory for him as Speaker of the House. And, you know, he's dealing with a lot of different voices, both Republican and Democrat. And he got, Democrats to agree to some things in this that they otherwise wouldn't have agreed to before. So you can chalk that up as a win if you want to.
All right. Ryan Smells, Fox News radio correspondent, WJR contributor. Always a pleasure having you on this morning. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much, as always.
All right. And coming up, the top news stories of the day here on 760 WJR.